And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number five, September 22nd, 1974. The eventual 1974 Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers come to Denver to take on the Broncos. The Broncos exploded for 21 points in the first quarter, including this touchdown by running back Otis Armstrong, taking the Charlie Johnson pass over the middle and high-stepping his way untouched into the end zone. Pittsburgh tied it up in the third, but backup quarterback Steve Ramsey put the Broncos back ahead, finding tight end Riley Odoms in the end zone for a three-yard score. The two teams combined for 70 points and were tied at 35 at the end of regulation. This game was the first regular season sudden-death overtime contest in NFL history, and nobody scored in the extra session, ending in a 35-35 tie. Number four, January 7th, 1990. The Broncos return to the playoffs after a one-year absence and host the Steelers at Mile High for an AFC divisional playoff game. Pittsburgh built an early 10-0 lead, but running back Mel Bratton got Denver on the board, plunging in from 1 yard out. After a David Treadwell field goal to end the first half, the Broncos trailed 17-10 heading into the third quarter. It took a big play early in the third to shift the momentum, and Dennis Smith turned prophet.
We gotta get the ball.
The Steelers' rookie running back Tim Worley fumbled after being hit by nose tackle Greg Cragen. Defensive back Tyrone Braxton alertly picked up the ball, and the Broncos were on their way. On the very next play, John Elway passes 37 yards into the hands of Vance Johnson, standing in the end zone to knot things up at 17. Elway and the Broncos displayed their toughness and would not be denied, despite once again falling behind 23-17. The future Hall of Fame quarterback was the king of the late game comeback. On 1st and 19, he connects with Mark Jackson for 18 yards. On 2nd and 1, Dan Reeves calls a flea flicker as Bobby Humphrey pitches it back to Elway, who finds Vance Johnson for 36 yards into Steelers territory. After four straight handoffs to Humphrey and another hard-fought 24 yards gained, the Broncos were on the doorstep. And on 3rd and goal from the 1, it was the rookie Mel Bratton scoring once again, diving into the end zone and giving the Broncos a 24-23 lead. Pittsburgh would get the ball back one more time, but on 3rd and 8 and a deafening mile-high crowd, Steelers quarterback Bubby Brister and center Dermonte Dawson botched the shotgun snap. Defensive back Randy Robbins pounces on the ball, and owner Pat Bowlen and the Broncos are victorious, coming from behind and winning by one. Number three, January 8th, 2012. The AFC West champion Broncos hosting the Steelers for a wild card playoff game. Trailing 6-0 in the second quarter, the Broncos offense exploded. Tim Tebow unleashed a 30-yard pass that was hauled in by Eddie Royal for a 7-6 lead. Next, Tebow kept it himself, scrambling 8 yards up the middle for the score and a 14-6 lead. In the fourth, the Steelers came back to tie it at 23 and send the game into overtime. And on the first play from scrimmage in overtime, it was simply mile-high magic.
Throws, pass, caught, Demaryius Thomas, out over the 45, midfield, here we go, 40, 35, foot race, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, Denver is over! It's over in Denver! The crowd has lost their mind, it is over!
Number two, December 24th, 1977. The Broncos hosting the Steelers for the first playoff game in team history. Running back Rob Lytle got Denver on the board first, taking it up the middle for a 7-yard touchdown run and an early 7-0 lead. The game was close heading into the fourth, with the Broncos clinging to a 24-21 lead. Linebacker Tom Jackson picks off Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw twice in the final quarter, much to the delight of teammate Paul Smith. Quarterback Craig Morton put the game away, hitting receiver Jack Dalbin with a beautiful pass and catch from 34 yards out. Owner Gerald Phipps and the home fans were ecstatic as the Broncos win their first ever playoff game, 34-21. And number one, January 11th, 1998. The Broncos travel to Pittsburgh for the AFC Championship. Early in the first quarter, running back Terrell Davis helped set up the Broncos' first score, tearing through a hole sprung by his outstanding offensive line. TD picked up 43 yards on the run. Later in that same drive, TD showed amazing vision, taking a John Elway pitch to the right before cutting back up the middle for an 8-yard touchdown and a 7-0 Broncos lead. TD would finish the game with 139 yards rushing. Now to the second, with Pittsburgh leading 14-10, the ageless John Elway works his magic twice, leading the Broncos to 2 touchdowns with under 2 minutes remaining in the half. First, it's Howard Griffith who makes a spectacular one-handed grab out of the backfield, giving the Broncos a 17-14 lead. After a quick 3-and-out by the Broncos defense, Elway did it once again, leading the Broncos down the field, and with just 16 seconds remaining in the half, head coach Mike Shanahan and offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak made the call.
We got to throw it, coach. I don't know if you got time to get set and get the ball spiked, coach. You run it. You think so?
Let's go sprint right up. Right on.
Come on, offense. Let's go. Come on.
Elway, roll right. Same play. Fires the end zone. Touchdown. Adam McCaffrey. Same play.
The Broncos led 24-14 at the half. The Denver defense exerted a whole heap of pressure on Steelers quarterback Cordell Stewart, causing Stewart to throw 3 interceptions, including this one in the end zone by linebacker Alan Aldridge. Bill Romanowski and the Broncos were starting to get into Stewart's head, clinging to a 3-point lead with 3 minutes remaining and a raucous Three River Stadium crowd. John Elway was one cool customer. On 3rd and 6 from his own 15-yard line, Elway connected with one of his favorite targets, Shannon Sharp, for 18 yards and a first down. Then with 52 seconds remaining, Terrell Davis sealed the victory, running left and breaking tackles for a 19-yard gain. The Broncos win it 24-21, en route to the first world championship in franchise history.